You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Vampire Diaries. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Vampire Diaries news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
Yo, what up, yeah. AfterBuzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in the AfterBuzz TV booth. And once again, every week we get somebody somewhere joining us new. Let's move around the table to my favorite house here at AfterBuzz. We got David Skiffelitti.
What up?
We got Billy Nels.
I'm no one's favorite, apparently.
What do you? I said
I'm everybody's favorite.
I said
to steal
favorite hosts.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Ooh, Billy, what is it? I don't do three shows in a row with just anybody.
Okay, okay.
Lies. Lies.
Anyways, moving across the table, we have the one, the only, Miss Janore McDuffie.
What up, what up? Except I don't think that this side of, counts as your favorites because we don't have the After TV mugs with the juice inside.
That is because they got their own mugs.
That's all right. Fair totally enough. Fair enough. All right. Hey, everybody.
Also, we want to welcome back Christine, or as I'm going to call it, Chrissy Luca.
Thank you. Hello,
welcome.
Hello.
And in our studio audience, we have Mia Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone we've weaned onto Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
You know what? I will actually take credit for that. If it wasn't for me, I think there would be one less addict in the world. I just talked and raved and raved and raved about the Vampire Diaries that she was like, fine, I'll watch it. And then one turned into like a 24-hour marathon until she caught
you
up.
You sired her.
Look at that. We're
going to
leave that alone.
She is the step into your close.
Genius.
All right.
So we have the homecoming episode here tonight.
Yes.
Very exciting. Now, I want to just get off the top. Do you guys think that this was a great episode to end on? Do you
absolutely
think?
Yes. Doubt about that.
It set up such a different path for the second half of the season, a completely different mission, a completely different. It was the perfect way to take a break.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Did you guys expect anything in it?
As the episode was happening, I expected what was going to happen to happen, but not before the episode started, if that makes sense.
Not at all.
It doesn't? Like, I expected that not to be Elena. I knew it was Catherine.
Right. You know,
and I knew the party was full of hybrids and not humans.
You knew that beforehand?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was good.
Like, as soon as they showed up and Bonnie said, who are all these people? I was like, oh, they're all hybrids.
Right.
Good for you. You're on it. Because I really enjoyed this episode, not just in terms of it setting up an amazing second half of the season, but always throwing in some twists and turns that I didn't see coming. No, the only one I saw coming was the one about Catherine.
Catherine.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was a little...
Yeah, but there were it was like such a ride. It was such a ride.
Yes.
And it just, it kept moving.
Yeah.
I mean, so let's get... go ahead. What were we going to say?
Oh, no. I was just going to say I appreciate the way it ended as opposed... I was expecting this really huge cliffhanger and to be disappointed and like frantic because I couldn't wait 2 months.
I'm really excited because they actually kind of always do leave us with some crazy of a cliffhanger, and they did. They left us with something really big, but at the same time, they gave us everything that we needed from the beginning half of the season.
It also wasn't necessarily a cliffhanger.
Right. It wasn't like somebody's life was left in
balance. Yeah, and we had to wait a couple months to figure it out.
We're just now wondering where it's going to go more than anything.
The only thing they didn't tie up, which I hope they will tackle next season, the second part of this season, the whole witch thing, the whole Rebecca's mama's the original witch. I'm okay that they didn't talk about it this time because that was a lot going on. But next season, I really want them to delve a bit more into the witches.
Yeah,
that would be nice. I completely forgot about them. I mean, they haven't touched on it this much this season that much. Yeah. So it's sort of just like left my head.
Right. And there was just so much this week that whatever wasn't there, you didn't even have a second to think about where is that, because the show kept moving at such a pace that there was no time to breathe and wonder.
Yeah.
It's just you were like enthralled and I couldn't look away.
And I really like how they explained at the end what Damon or what Stefan and Catherine were up to, because that would have drove me crazy.
Absolutely. All right, so let's get it out the way. Caroline and Tyler, this was kind of the C storyline that we had going on, but we love them, so.
Well, love them as in loved past tense, because they broke up at the end of the episode.
That's where they seem to be, but I think that they played around with it. I mean, at the beginning, they kind of were like making it seem like Caroline was so into Matt and jealous of Matt. And to me, I pulled a Dave Skiff and I said, you know what's going to happen?
Shorten every one of my names.
Yep. By them doing that, I was like, they're going to play around with Tyler's and Caroline's love situation.
In the second half?
In this episode there was something was going to come from that, because it was just like, why are we throwing Matt back into the mix, and why is she getting so jealous all of a sudden?
Well, I'm glad they threw him back, because he showed up at the door looking good.
I wasn't into his hair.
You didn't like that?
His greased back hair?
I liked it.
I'm going to start doing
that. I have to say, I was really, really, really surprised that, because normally Caroline's pretty like sympathetic, and I was really surprised that she was just kind of like not having it when... you know, Tyler was like, you know, I'm, you know, just really happy and it's much better now. And I really thought that she was going to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
You're right. Like,
well, let's talk about it.
But, you know, I'm not surprised that she's...
It's understandable that she isn't trustworthy.
Yeah, because she sees the loyalty that he has no matter what to Klaus. Mm-hmm. So if she were...
Right.
If she herself were to ever do something wrong towards Klaus, he would in turn turn against her.
Right.
Right.
And his reasoning was that he had no control before, he was sort of beholden to the moon, but the moon had no agenda. And that's his reasoning now, that he is still controlled, but he's controlled by somebody who uses him as a pawn, whereas the moon just controlled him for 2 days a month and made him hurt. So you understand his reasoning that he still has no control over himself, but at least he doesn't hurt anymore. But to be outside of that, you can't trust that. It's worse now for anyone in his life.
Right.
Because Klaus is using him, whereas the moon never did, besides...
I like how you broke that down. You better work on the other side of the table.
It's interesting that all three of the girls are kind of going through the exact same thing. We have Elena, who wants to love Stefan, but he's so enthralled with the... bad side. We have Caroline, who wants to love Tyler, but Tyler's controlled by evil. And then we have, why am I blanking? Bonnie who wants to love Jeremy, but Jeremy's so into his ghost girlfriend. All the girls want somebody who are being pulled in an opposite direction. So I think that that's really interesting. The only person who kind of has it easy is Elena, because she has Damon kind of to fall back on.
Right.
Not a bad fallback.
No. Not a bad fallback.
That's true.
But so, do you think that Caroline's looking at it the same way in which Bonnie is looking at the situation with Jeremy?
No.
I think it's very different.
Yeah.
It's completely different. Caroline is looking at it like... in her personal safety and for the safety of everyone that she loves. He cannot, she said it herself, you can't be trusted.
Yeah.
You no longer can be part of this circle of friends and loved ones, because we don't know what you're going to do anymore.
Yeah.
But also I think it's a little bit different too, because Jeremy's not really a supernatural, so.
Right. It's
a little bit
Jeremy
different.
Jeremy did something to push Bonnie away.
Right. Mm.
So it is like the girls, even though they're finding themselves in the same situation, they've come to it completely differently. And I think that they're having to make their decisions based on different reasoning.
Right. Elena's, right. Stefan was taken away from Elena.
Yes.
Yeah. And in essence, Tyler was taken away from Caroline, but right. Jeremy sort of left Bonnie.
Right. And it through the fault of Bonnie, right. actually, for bringing him back and facing yeah. the consequences.
The one thing that I didn't like about that was how Bonnie said in this episode, he fell in love with his dead ex-girlfriend. He was already in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she right. died. yeah. I didn't like the way that the writers are portraying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, and there may have been consequences, but Jeremy still chose her. He was still thinking about her.
Well,
either way.
You know, they didn't have...
Which her?
Anna.
Yeah. Right, yes.
Yeah, sorry.
They never had closure, so it's understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that was our love for the episode. Let's break it into the pre-party. So we left it. Michael came back. Stefan ends up calling Klaus, telling him Michael's dead. They kind of had to do this whole plan of how they were going to tell him, and Elena was going to stab him. Before we get into that, I want to ask your opinion on the relationship between Elena and Rebecca. I'm telling you guys, I love this relationship for some reason.
I loved it, but the fact that it got so... Like, I turned to David as we were watching the episode, and in that scene, immediately before Elena stabbed her in the back, I said, we're starting to like Rebecca too much. Something bad is going to happen to her.
Yeah.
Because they turned her from a villain to somebody who you liked so quickly... So that whatever
and
happened
so
to her,
much.
Right? And it's sort of that device that writers use to when something's about to happen to a villainous character to make you care about what happens to them. You have to start to like them. So it's sort of that game that I've been able to pick up on just from watching so much TV in my life that you sort of see these devices that writers use. And I looked at him like probably a minute
seconds.
Before
seconds.
She got
really
stabbed,
good.
And I was like, we like her too much.
See?
Something is going to happen to her right now.
That's good.
Cause at least in this episode, I was like, something is going to happen to Rebecca.
I definitely didn't see it coming. Because in my notes, I'm just like, oh, that's stupid, giving her the necklace. And then I looked up and her, she was stabbed in the back.
But I didn't think it was going to be Elena to do it.
Oh.
I just thought that we like her so much that she is maybe going to be a casualty of this episode in some way. Either Klaus, I didn't know how it would happen, but I just knew that it would. Elena stabbing her still shocked me. I didn't expect it at that moment.
Yeah.
It was just very weird timing that I said it like immediately before. But I could just tell that she was going to be hurt at some point.
Wow. That's good.
I felt so bad for her.
Yeah,
because
too.
I am really enjoying Elena's relationship with Rebecca. Mm-hmm. And it's just, are they going to be able to come back from this? Like, are they going to
be
friends again?
And you saw that
again?
Elena felt bad.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She didn't want to do it, but she knew she had to.
But she still stabbed her.
Yes.
So, like, at the end of the day, if and when Rebecca comes back, she's not going to be happy about that.
No.
And she missed yet another homecoming.
Yes.
But where do you think Rebecca's...
saddened me.
She was all dressed up. She looked pretty.
She looked good.
Yeah.
She looked really good.
She did.
Where do you guys think Rebecca stands? I mean...
Well, she's lying in the basement.
Well, no.
she's not standing anywhere at the moment.
But you know what? She was absolutely honest. She said, I have had this love, hate, whatever. She said it so eloquently my entire life. So I think she did choose to be on the side to kill Klaus, but you couldn't trust that it wouldn't have gone back to the other side before it was all said and done.
Because at the end of the day, it's still her brother.
It's still her brother.
Like
and what's the scariest thing about what both Elena and Caroline have done to the two people who have allegiances to Klaus is their only reasons for wanting to turn against Klaus have now pushed them away. Elena stabbed Rebecca, so when she wakes up, she's obviously gonna hate Elena or have some sort of ill will towards her.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline has pushed Tyler away to the point now where that would have been fine if Klaus had died and he would have lost their power. But now that Klaus survived this, they have both ruined the connections they had with these people who are now going to run back to him and be used and can be used by Klaus to come at them.
Right.
So I foresee that both of these, it's going to be huge blunders because they didn't expect Klaus to survive. So what they did was okay because he wouldn't have had power if he was dead, but that didn't work out the way they wanted it to.
And also Rebecca with Elena was still sort of teetering on the side of if she liked her or not.
But Elena firmly pushed her to the other side now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking Klaus wouldn't come back, and he did.
You know, one thing that I really wanted from this episode was to kind of really see what happened with Klaus in the past, because we know that Klaus was actually the one to kill his mother. And Michael kind of started to talk about the situation where, you know, was it Elena that brought up to him, like, why did you do this? And he said, I didn't mean to feed off of the innocent. He said, I wanted to do it to kill monsters.
He didn't intend on the bloodlust.
Right.
That's how he worded it.
You know, I'm fine that they didn't go back and spend a whole lot of time clearing up the history. I think we just knew enough details to stay on the ride and to go and to really enjoy this episode.
And I think we can go there in the second half, and I think they will. Now that he wants his family back, we'll understand who those people are, because we don't know the rest of that family.
But but it definitely didn't belong in this episode. No. This episode was perfect, just as it was.
Yeah.
Speaking about perfect, Damon has a plan that he doesn't want to tell anybody.
That was good.
Keeps it top secret. Now, it's kind of hard because I think it was a pretty amazing plan.
Good plan.
What about Tyler? All of a sudden, now we see Tyler. And again, we just have to ride the ride with them.
No one says anything.
Where were you last episode?
First scene, he has a glitter gun. And it's like, you've been here the whole time.
Right. See, and I expected when Klaus was on the phone for Klaus to get in the car and Tyler to be there, for that to be the explanation of where Tyler was.
Yeah.
David and I said that. That's where Tyler's going to be.
And he wasn't.
And then he was at school and no one cared that for 2 weeks he wasn't around.
Right. And the last time we saw him, he was in a rug going into Rebecca's bedroom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No explanation.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah, you know, I didn't forget about that.
And on top of that, later on in the episode, he's been in contact with Klaus because he set up this whole party for Klaus.
Yeah.
And to piggyback on that, we've also been saying, where has Catherine been? And then we see that Damon has been in contact with Catherine because he is aware that Michael's feeding on vampires through Catherine. So both of these characters who we were like, where did they go? There was no explanation.
I mean, I guess it's not necessary.
I was okay with not knowing where Catherine was because half the time we don't know where she is.
That's true.
But with Tyler, you know, I need to see him.
Right. Also, and Jeremy wasn't.
Right, and Jeremy was not in this episode either.
Where the hell is he?
Yeah.
Why didn't he go to homecoming?
Busy with Anna.
Yeah, but Jeremy, I can understand more so.
Couldn't find her address.
I can understand Jeremy not being there because, I mean, him and Bonnie have such a falling out.
Yeah.
He wants space from her. And I can understand why they didn't want to touch on Catherine because they wanted to give us that surprise. But there was no surprise with Tyler. It was just a glitter gun, really awkward.
Yeah. Glitter gun is amazing.
Amazing, but not for that scene.
Great way to come back. You have a glitter gun. I'm getting one this week.
The gym's flooded. That was kind of an obvious, like...
Well, also, the gym was flooded. It was raining at school. And Tyler's party was outside, and it was not raining.
Was it raining? They weren't being rained on.
I thought it was raining outside.
I thought it was raining.
Oh.
Close.
Never mind.
You could hear, like, whatever was flooding the gym, like...
The water pipes.
The water was burst.
But
I guess I just assumed
it was raining.
No.
Never mind.
So then we show up at this party in which Tyler put together. Apparently, that's what Caroline felt, and there was some awkward band playing on a random
Who
amazing
was the band?
Stage.
My Morning Jacket. They're actually a rather large band.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm just not cool.
That was at the very end when they said the CW. This
music
episode had music from My Morning Jacket. They're a band from the South, which is why it made somewhat sense that I don't think that they would ever go to Mystic Falls and play a homecoming, but Klaus can do whatever he wants.
True.
So he got My Morning Jacket.
And Klaus has a pretty nice, this guy can use technological phones. He can put together a nice production.
He did put together
He's been around. It's not like just because he's been around for 1,000 years, he was there for the first phone.
And he just happened to pick up about, 15 people in a day on his way back.
Yes, 15, all like 500.
He was able to locate all these different.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. And he's hot. You know I have to throw in the hot factor to anybody who deserves it in this series.
Do you feel like he got hotter this episode?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes.
I agree.
I think it's his haircut.
I think this episode he had facial hair.
But I also have a crush on his accent, so.
Yeah, his accent.
Accents do help.
Me.
So we find out that the party's really awake and that basically, Klaus, now that he knows Michael's, thinks Michael's dead, he wants, this is the time for him to reunite his family. So I'm thinking he wants to reunite his family so he can tell them a lie of why everything went down the way it did. What do you guys think? Why wait till after Michael's dead and he knows he's out of the picture for good?
Because he's not afraid. He has nothing left to fear. I don't know. I don't know the reasoning why he wants to make his family yet. I don't get that yet. Do any of you? Because I don't.
I.
Oh, well, maybe it's because he knows he killed his mother, and I think he kept this a secret for all these years. Right. So Michael would be the one to reveal that he's been lying.
Michael would be
time.
Like the only one, only other person who would have known.
Yes, him and a lark.
Him and a lark. Well, I mean, I don't think he knows that they figured out that he's the one who killed his mother because he's been away.
No, right. Didn't he have that conversation with Rebecca?
He didn't.
No.
Elena did last week.
And Rebecca had that conversation with Michael.
That's not who we were talking about. Am I missing something? I'm sorry.
I was talking about Klaus.
Oh, Klaus.
Yeah, so
doesn't,
Klaus doesn't know that Rebecca knows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why he wanted Michael dead. Is that, am
yes.
I on the right track?
Yes.
Right. On the same conversation?
I think so, yeah.
I think that's what he wanted Michael dead.
And
the last
so
person
now
who knew his secret.
He can wake up everybody. Right.
But why would he want to? Is, I think, what Jesse was asking.
Oh, and that's
well,
why
there
we
has
to
be another
second.
There
half.
Has to be another yeah. way to kill Klaus. Like, there has to be something else besides the tree.
No, it's that, like, it's that phallic looking stake through the heart.
But it's gone.
But it's gone because that
burned
one
up.
They have
fire.
To have more remnants of this tree somewhere. Remember, well, because Michael was like, I'm the only one.
Well, then maybe right. it'll go back to the original witch conversation.
Yes. Right.
To figure that out.
Also, that's Michael good. Had a jar of ashes that he
yes,
put.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
He
opened
dipped
that,
in this, into a spear.
That,
so they could
door.
Use that.
Yep. And he said, that's my insurance. Nobody knows where that is. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So hopefully Damon knows where that is.
Someone.
Well, he somehow got the stake.
I think, no, that was the plan.
That
because
was
remember,
the plan.
He said, I'm the only one who can come in the house.
So to sneak up behind him, he had to think that
right.
Michael had it and couldn't get in. So they gave it to Damon so Damon
right.
could sneak up behind
oh,
him and
right.
stab
oh, yeah.
him.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in the house, they had that conversation that he was like, I'm going to hold on to this.
Right. So that's why yeah. it was supposed to surprise us that he would then have it.
So what? When I. Okay. I actually saw him stab Klaus.
He did. I
it
thought so too.
He didn't stab him in the heart.
It didn't go in the heart.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought it was just because he didn't actually leave it in.
No.
I thought that. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, see, I thought it was either that one or I thought maybe because he is now a hybrid, it somehow changes something or I don't know.
That
there
might be true also.
Things.
That's interesting.
Well, no, because Michael is well aware that he's a hybrid and said, I'm the only one that can...
Yeah,
right,
they can kill him.
This
is the only way.
But does Michael know anything about? Because back then there weren't hybrids; those were just werewolves.
Right, he may have been incorrect in his
assumption that you could kill a werewolf
a hybrid with, yeah.
with a stake.
I mean, I find that I hard know. To believe.
Well, he was able to
compel them.
Yeah.
And Damon was able to rip out one of their hearts.
True.
Yeah. But, I mean, to me, I feel like Klaus is the most different of hybrids. There's special rules with Klaus because he's the first one.
Right. Well, there's special rules with all of the originals. Yeah. And that would make more sense that it wouldn't be as easy to get rid of Klaus as it would any other hybrid.
True.
Right.
So, a little side note, in the scene in which Tyler and Damon met each other, or see each other this night, they fight. Bonnie uses her powers.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that kind of freaked me out at first. I thought, oh no, another wrench in the plan. What's going on?
Right? I was like, what is Klaus doing? What is someone doing?
Correct me if I'm wrong, this was the first time we've seen Bonnie use her powers without it being a spell.
Yes. She does seem like she is a little bit stronger in her witchcraft this season, but this is also no nosebleeding. This was also the first time we've seen her this whole season use her powers, right?
Yep. No, she used the powers of
Oh, that's
Matt.
Right, with her grandma.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But they were both spelt. It was like she had to
with
use the book
the grimoire.
And something.
And so this is just her first.
Yeah.
No,
everything before. Sorry.
No, what?
She did that vampire thing before. She tested it on Damon after she went away. She came back from the summer. She's like, you know, I've learned, I've grown, blah, blah, blah.
This
right.
season?
Wait,
no,
I don't remember.
I don't know. I was just saying in general, she's used her powers without the spell.
She has done this before.
Yes,
in past. But in the past. I'm saying because this season when she came back, her punishment was that she didn't have magic. Remember, she kept saying, I can't use my magic, I can't use my magic. So she's been using spell books.
Right.
So to me, that, that this was her with that strength, just like she knew she could come in there and do it and it wasn't going to happen. That was just something little I feel like that they're going to build upon.
Yeah.
I thought that changed when she set everything right in the last episode.
That
when she tried to set everything right?
When she, yeah.
With the necklace and resealing the door.
That could be.
Yeah. Good. There you go, Christine. Yeah. Chrissy. let's see. Who do we have next? We find out Klaus invites all these hybrids and whatnot who was all became compelled by Michael.
Not all of them.
Just Mindy.
A few.
Well, a few. I mean, he only needed to do one to prove his point.
Yes. Right. Right. Yeah.
Where do we go after that? Let's just talk about the secret. We had Kat, Katrina came back.
That wasn't the secret.
Did you guys think that she was really
secret?
That was a secret.
Well, it was. It wasn't a secret to us.
Yeah, it was, no, it wasn't. Wait, it was like so the secret was, part of the plan.
But you thought throughout the whole time at that party.
No. Only until.
Only right at the end.
Yeah.
When, only until right before he stabbed her.
When he was willing to kill her.
I was like, yeah.
But he didn't. Michael didn't know that that was Katarina.
No,
he was surprised.
Which shocks me because he's so about the innocent. And you were just going to kill the doppelganger.
Yeah,
because that's the only key to his hybrid.
He turned to her and said, "Catherine." Like he was. He did not expect her to get up and be okay.
But yeah, but he was procrastinating when trying to kill her.
That's true.
Yeah, he didn't want to, but he was forced to.
Right, because if he kills. Yeah. Elena, if he kills who he thinks is Elena, Klaus can no longer make hybrids. So in the end, even if she isn't innocent, it's for the better good.
Right.
Well, so now here's my question, and it actually goes back to the flashback episode of the 20s. From what I know and we've seen before, well, actually, let me ask you this. Do you guys think that Klaus knew that that was Kat? Because remember when he was talking to Elena outside the party, they only showed us part of the conversation. But then they went back, and the kind of more deeper he got into the conversation, it was almost like, don't try anything, because I know what you're up to.
Well, he cried. Yeah. I mean, he cried.
I don't think he knew it was her. I think he was just, he just knew that they were trying to do something in general. I don't think he knew it was Kat.
Well, I want to say, I don't. When you first had that asked that question, I didn't think that he knew it was her. But then it doesn't make sense for a vampire not to recognize another
That's
vampire.
That's what I'm trying to go with. Unless. Smelling. Remember the 20s flashback episode where they couldn't smell Elena?
And that bothered me.
In that closet.
Yeah.
Right. But also you have to think about the fact that this party is full of hybrids.
Right,
and there's
so
other
much
vampires.
Smell.
Like,
but if
it
you're
might
the original,
have just been like.
I just feel like right away you'd be able to.
Like, Michael
tell.
Could just find where Stefan and Damon were by their scent, and he just showed up at
I think
that
bar. That's, we're, like, thinking into it way more
we
than
are.
The writers.
Is that something we have to look over
I
kindly?
I think so.
I'm thinking so.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to have to just
but
accept
I mean,
it.
That's kind of, to me, that's kind of a big thing.
It is, but I do think that that they just looked over it. I don't
I think it's
I
just
know.
One of those things that it's like, you know, it needs to happen for the story to move forward, so
right.
just
for
accept
it. For
it
to shock us, they needed to be. It had to work, or else it's not shocking.
So Damon stabs Klaus. He doesn't burn. Nothing burns. He didn't hit him in the heart. Stefan saved Klaus and jumps and kills and stabs Michael.
Yeah.
Right.
My
what
heart was
did you guys
pounding
think? What was running through your mind?
I wasn't
right
actually
now?
Surprised that Stefan did that. Because
really
when he was speaking to Klaus, he said, if I bring you Michael dead, I want my freedom.
Oh, right.
And he did it for himself. At the end of the day, Stefan is now looking out for himself.
You
well,
don't
I don't
think
know,
he did
because
it for
Damon?
Saw,
yeah.
No. Well,
I mean,
but then afterwards,
you know,
it explained,
afterwards
that
it explained
sort of
it. He sort of did it for Damon, but.
Yeah, but he's always come through for Damon.
Well,
like.
Yeah, and I think that's I think that was building on what Elena said last week, that he's not going to come back because he loves me. He's going to come back because he loves you.
Yep.
And I think that they let us to, they wanted us to think initially when we saw Stefan do that, that Stefan was doing it for himself.
Right.
But then by showing us that flashback with Elena, or excuse me, with Catherine, and having Catherine know that there was that contingency plan that Klaus had put into motion, that if he died, Damon was going too, that we're supposed to see that that's why Damon did it. And this is,
Stefan.
I think, excuse me, yeah, Stefan, this is Stefan's road to redemption, is that he did this for Damon. More than himself, I think.
Yeah, and since he's been compelled, I noticed that, you know, he's not willing to bend for Elena, but he's always bent for Damon when it comes, when push comes to shove, he's always
He's only bent for Elena because he's been compelled to. He's had to, no matter what. But he hasn't for Damon, and he has done things for Damon.
And I liked the writers, right in that moment when he saved Klaus and looked down at Damon. Damon was gone, and then they both looked at each other, and it was just like, alone. Right after the speech of Michael saying to Klaus, you have nobody,
right.
Who are you here with?
He had
and
Stefan.
Then Damon was gone, and that's all they have is each other now. I thought that was really crazy. And then for the twist at the end, that Stefan has all the coffins, and now Klaus really is alone because he doesn't even have his brother. Which, now let me ask this. The fact that Stefan has these coffins, do you think that it's more along the lines of him just doing this for himself or to protect Damon, Elena, and everybody else and kind of just get rid of, this is how he's going to get rid of Klaus?
Well, I think he would not have spared Klaus unless he had some sort of plan B or some sort of idea how he could eventually kill him.
Right.
So maybe this is part of the plan.
Right, and it piggybacked on what Catherine told him, now you need to get mad. Now he's realizing that he's lost so much because of Klaus, and he is out to make Klaus pay for it. He's not beholden to Klaus anymore, and he's out for revenge. But I think that in that, he's now put everyone else in danger, because Klaus is going to come after everybody else until Stefan gives him what he wants. And so that's, I think, the central thing.
That's going to be the big build-up for next
season. He's going to, one by one, try and hunt down everybody that is close or was once close to Stefan to make him give, to make him feel, and to...
And I'm okay with that, because I think Stefan needs to redeem himself.
Yeah. And I think he will, but I just don't know if holding Klaus's entire family hostage is the best way to do it. Because who's to say that if Stefan wakes them up, they're going to be on his side?
Right.
I mean, the only one he can do is Elijah and know that they'll be on the same...
But I feel like that's his only leverage, because the only thing that Klaus has kept consistent in his life is his family.
Right. That was his only leverage. That is the only thing he had to get Klaus to do anything for him.
Right.
So it... Yeah.
Well, that or Elena's blood. That's the only other card that could be used, but we already used that this part of the season. So I think it's great. I didn't anticipate that being... the wave of the second half, but I think it beats going back to the Elena, Stefan, Damon love triangle that we've seen. I mean, not that I don't appreciate the triangle, but it's another twist and another level and layer to Mystic Falls.
And
I
it'll
love it.
Also give us next season, the second half of this season, to explore the Damon Elena love story. Because Stefan is away.
Wait.
And they've both... I mean, that last scene, Elena has really let him go.
Right.
Like, pretty much
as
told
she caressed
him
his face.
So what did you guys
go.
Think as far as the, you know, the Catherine and Stefan part, you know, where he said, you know, I don't want all of my humanity back. So there's something that he does like about it, or the fact that he's in a position where he can't feel for Elena again because that makes him weak.
Well, I don't think it necessarily makes him weak. It just makes him hurt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So maybe he's just tired of being hurt.
Mm-hmm. I think he just was saying, you know, I don't want to let everything back in because of everything that I've done. Like, I don't think he just doesn't want to face.
Like, she doesn't deserve me in that sense?
Well, that and everything else that he's done to other people, not just Elena, but the side that everybody else has seen now. I don't think
he feels like he
redeemed.
Can't go back.
Right.
Not necessarily. The only reason I disagree with that a little bit is, one, he was compelled half the time to do the things he did. And then if he came back from being the Ripper to being a nice guy, I don't think what he did topped his behavior as the Ripper.
But I don't think he came back to anyone who knew him as the Ripper.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Like, he didn't have anyone like Elena when he was the Ripper who saw him like that. And I think he thinks that to her, he's irredeemable. So he needs to wait for like a new generation of people to come around.
Wait till everybody dies and they come back. But you know what? I will admit, he has so much more swag as a bad boy than he did as Elena's little puppy dog. Mm-hmm. So I will keep him with the swag.
And I think that he, for a good portion of the second half, he will. And I think that I'm excited about that. I don't
maybe
think
he'll
it's
get a girlfriend.
And I think he is definitely doing it well, because let me tell you, I hate his character as the bad guy more than I hated Damon when he was a jerk. You know.
And now you've conformed.
You're supposed to hate him and love him and hate him. And he's doing that well.
He's doing it really well.
For a character who you liked so much, to now be someone you're not supposed to, for him to have made us not like him, that's hard to do, and is good job on Paul Wesley.
Well, what's interesting is I like him more, because I never liked him as a soft guy. Mm. But not that I like the bad boys. Oh, maybe I do. But either way. Guilty as charged.
But he is more interesting to watch as
a bad boy.
Yes,
yeah, I agree.
As opposed to like this sad puppy dog.
But I mean, same goes with Damon too. I mean, even when he starts to soften up, he starts to kind of lose that.
But Damon never softens up completely.
Yeah.
Which is what's great about him.
The thing also is too, is because Damon was such the bad boy, that's the sort of thing where you want to see that soften, because you want
we always want
people to be able to redeem themselves, so we wanted from the beginning, we knew that there was something in Damon where he could, and that was what we wanted to see, so we want to see him sort of soften, but Stefan was presented to us as the good guy, so we are excited to see him change now, because it's not what we knew. I think that's why we like it more.
I think I agree with that.
All right, so before we head to a commercial and come back with some news and gossip, any last comments about the episode for a couple months, guys?
I'm excited. I'm excited for January.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, we're going to take a very short commercial break, and we'll BRB.
The biggest new media platform on the web just got bigger. More bandwidth, smoother streaming, lightning fast downloads.
And get technical with me.
AfterBuzz TV is making the jump to hyperspace. Join the fun at your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Look at the size of that thing.
AfterBuzz TV.
All right, and we are back.
Yes, we are.
Building.
Yes.
Very excited. It's almost 11-11-11.
Yay, it is.
No idea what that means, but
me
it's just kind of cool.
It is cool.
And everyone's excited about it, so woo.
I guess.
I mean,
I'm okay.
I don't know anything about these numbers.
A lot of people are getting
married
on 11-11-11.
Really?
Like, there are a lot of people who set up their wedding date.
Did that happen last year for 10-10-10?
Probably. No, because this one's all the same number. It's 1-1-1-1-1-1.
That's right.
That happens, like, very...
Like once.
Yeah.
It'll happen again next year. No,
when?
No. I was like 12, 12, 12.
Part 2.
Those are all the same number.
I mean,
but they're not.
I'm excited to talk some secret circle going into that number. I feel like that's mysterious.
Do you? I don't.
All right. David, you just have to crush my
I'm going with you.
Dreams.
I'm going to go with you.
All right, here we go.
We'll go there.
Well, let's go into some news and gossip.
Do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so what's better than being Paul Wesley's wife?
What?
Being Paul Wesley's wife and getting to work with him every day on The Vampire Diaries. Pretty Little Liars' Tori DeVito, the brunette beauty who said I do to Paul back in May, will soon join her man on The Vampire Diaries set in Atlanta, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Mm. Tori will come aboard as a doctor named Mary, and the character has the potential for a lengthy storyline. The former One Tree Hill starlet will show up in Season 3, Episode 10 and 11, and very likely for some time thereafter. Selena fans needn't worry their pretty shipper heads that Mary will go after Stefan. Word is Tori won't be interested in her real-life hubby on the show. Instead, it's Alaric who will catch Mary's eye. Rick just lost his girlfriend to a horrible death a few months ago in Mystic Falls, but everybody needs a rebound, right?
Yeah.
Excited?
I wonder if that means if Tori's not going to be going back to Pretty Little Liars. That makes me sad. Although her character was kind of written off that show.
Yeah.
I have no connection with Alaric, so that story does nothing for me.
I mean, it's true. His character is sort of like a...
Right, wah, but I think that this is probably an attempt character. To make him less of a sideline.
Well, then
character.
Give him a haircut. I'm sorry.
But I feel really bad for him. He's had kind of a sad life on Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. His wife really was the vampire his wife, and then his girlfriend. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the best time.
He lives
time
alone.
Of
he's a history teacher.
Don't get lower than that. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Oof.
So Joseph Morgan made a quick statement saying, "Heaven help Klaus when Elijah is awoken."
Oh. Okay.
So, and there is also a chance that Klaus might have a love interest.
I don't want that.
Didn't they say that? Didn't the guy who plays Klaus say that he will not have a love interest?
Yeah. But who knows? Maybe they filmed something afterwards.
I feel like that would change the whole dynamic of the show.
Yeah, I
don't want
that.
Maybe he's toying with us. But I do believe that Elijah's going to come back with vengeance.
Completely.
And so, well, I guess I'll save that for predictions, but that's kind of very exciting. But let's get something a little juicier.
Juicy.
Hold on to your witchy talismans, Vampire Diaries fans, because Bonnie and Jeremy are not on the road to redemption yet.
Okay.
As if the couple wasn't having enough trouble after Jer's ghostly ex-girlfriend drama, it seems that a new love interest is going to further complicate matters, according to TV Line. This time, though, it's Bonnie whose eyes start to wander in the direction of a charming guy named Jamie, who has more issues than Time Magazine. So what is with these Mystic Falls ladies and their damaged dudes? Does this mean Bonamy is done for good?
Bonamy.
Boo. Well, it took a long time for me to get on the Jeremy Bonnie train to begin with, because at first I just wasn't buying it. You know, Bonnie was way too hot. Jeremy was way too homely. But he did come back this season pretty hot.
Yum.
Yeah. and I felt something for them, but she's... Clearly, it seemed like she was over him a little bit this time.
Yeah.
With her conversation with Elena, and we didn't see Jeremy this episode, and he really seemed into Anna. So yeah. I'm not mad if she's moving on.
No,
I mean she should. If they're gonna keep that character around, Bonnie, that is, they need to give her a new storyline.
Yeah.
Yes, and I bet Jamie's gonna be super hot, and I don't know if he's gonna be. We already have a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
We've got already tons of vampires. We don't have a werewolf anymore.
Maybe
he's the werewolf.
Maybe he's going to, well, no,
or could
he be
a human?
Can he be
a warlock?
I want him to be a witch. Yeah. I want her to discover love and magic and
in her own world.
That could be hot.
I agree.
That could be hot.
You know?
But then they would be taking away from Secret Circle, okay, which is their other
we're
show.
We're talking Vampire
I'm just saying,
yeah,
they,
yeah.
Why
right.
would they compete with their
well,
show?
Well,
with
not necessarily. I don't see it as competition because I don't watch Secret Circle.
You should.
Yeah. But maybe
you're giving me Buffy now. You're giving me Secret Circle. Why can't I just have one vice? Huh? I just want one.
It's fine. You can have just Vampire Diaries. It's best of both worlds.
I understand where you feel it could take away from it, but at the same time, the storyline is so different.
It would be very different. Yeah, I'll give you that.
And the love that I have for Bonnie, because I love Secret Circle, I don't have that love. It's totally different than the love that I have for anyone on Secret Circle.
And I sort of feel like that she's so alone in her witch world that we need.
Yes,
if she is going to remain relevant and remain a central character, she needs to have some immersion into her own sort of lineage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree.
I think that we do need more witches on this show.
And did you guys like it when what was his name?
Luca.
When Luca came and like,
yeah, well, I didn't like Luca because I didn't like him at all.
I didn't like him, but
I didn't trust
him.
Like,
yeah, I didn't trust him.
That they learned. Certain, yeah, she taught
I really
her
like
yeah,
that.
Except
a lot.
He wasn't cute.
But I like that.
Wait,
he had my name.
Wait,
to go away.
I have been raised. All right, my other vice that I got rid of before.
Know, he's on he's
Young
on
and the
young
Restless, and so Devon. That's his
name. I still don't find him attractive whatsoever.
No,
I'm sorry, I don't.
Also, we do know that
I just did not like
Bonnie's mom is coming into the picture.
Yes, and they cast Bonnie's mom. She was on Girlfriends.
We announced it last week.
Her name's Persia White.
Yes.
She was on, I loved that show.
It's not me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I don't want to be the mom. I'm going to be a cousin. Somebody, please.
The younger aunt.
The younger aunt, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could.
Well, there's always still time for that.
I told you to work on this.
So we're going to wrap up with some news and get into.
And now, you're after.
AfterBuzz TV.
David. Predictions.
Good.
All right. So
my favorite thing. It's the only reason
start,
I come back.
I want to kind of build off of our news with that Elijah story. And kind of off of, I believe it was David, you made the comment, you know, who's to say if Stefan wakes the family up that they're going to be on his side?
Except for Elijah.
Right, but Elijah has a lot of pull within the family because everyone loved Elijah. He was the good brother.
Yeah.
Right, and he was searching for them. Not that they knew, but...
I'm also wondering if he's told by Elena, because Elijah does trust Elena, that it was actually Klaus who killed the mother. If maybe Rebecca won't be as upset when she wakes up, because she does love Elijah just as much as she loves Klaus.
Yeah, but Elijah...
She's still going to be a little mad.
Rebecca's still going to be mad for sure, but Elijah, I don't think he cared about that. I think his mission was more to make sure that Klaus didn't make hybrids.
Right, but
when he was around. I don't think he cares that his mother... I don't think that'll make him any more angry at Klaus.
But we've never heard anything about Elijah's feelings towards Michael. Michael's never brought up.
Yeah.
Well, I think all of them will have this love-hate dichotomy for their family.
Right, because they're family at the end of the day, no matter what. Which is obviously, that's why Elena knew that Rebecca needed to be taken out of the situation.
Yes.
So it will be interesting to see how angry they can become and what they will do and how far they will go to stop Klaus and how many of them can be trusted to betray their family ties. Because, I mean, as much as you look down on what someone in your family has done, at the end of the day, you sometimes do still forgive them because they are a family member. And it's hard. You don't necessarily, like, absolve them of their sin, but you do still want to see them get better
Right, which is that why I think that Elijah turned at the very last minute.
Right, because he wanted his family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also, this family has been around for so long, they probably have so many issues that at some point you just have to be like, all right.
Yeah.
You killed another person.
Right. But the original
Let's
lie.
Let's move on.
This is the original lie we're talking about.
It's like the
about.
Original sin.
Yeah. It is like the original sin.
You know, and who knows what happens when Mama comes to town.
She's dead.
Well, that's what I want to
spirit-wise,
figure out and talk about it, or just delve into is the mom.
So
I have no predictions. I just want to figure out why she's white and everybody else is black. And I have no prediction. I have no idea. So that's it. That's all.
I think the only prediction that I have is that when we come back, Elijah will be the first one to be woken up.
Yes.
I think that's the only prediction that I have.
Well, the episode we come into is the one that they've been talking about since season 2, called The Originals.
So since season 2, they've been talking about this?
Season 2, they've been talking about the episode called...
Right, the season of The Originals.
The season of The Originals, but then we knew that the episode of The Originals, they were all going to be awoken. So, this is going to be a pretty big...
Well, I definitely agree with David. I do think Elijah's going to be...
First.
The one that, oh, absolutely. Because that's the only one they can really identify with.
Yeah, that's the only one we know.
Yeah.
And they need him to sort of introduce them to the rest of the family, or else they're going to like people they don't know and just wonder what they're going to do when they pull
and maybe have a similar flashback episode, but this time from Elijah's point of view.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that'd
be
a
good one.
Yeah.
So, where do we think, Rebecca's kind of out of it. How do we think she's going to be awoken?
By taking the knife out of her back.
Who?
Well, she can't do it herself.
Somebody's gonna.
Are they
do
gonna
it.
Be smart?
I think Elena's
I have
gonna
Elijah's probably gonna
Elena.
Do it.
I think Elena's gonna wake
I
her up.
I think so too.
And try and explain like herself
and apologize.
Yes. And apologize because she felt bad already. She was already wanting to almost take it out right after she did it. I do think it's gonna be her. She's going, even if it isn't her, she's going to want to do it so bad. But somebody, if she doesn't, someone's going to stop her. Damon will stop her for her own protection. But there will be a scene at the very least where Elena says, "I need to wake her up. I need to do that myself." I can almost guarantee that will happen.
Or she can be part of some kind of plan
to wake her up. She'll
and then Elena will be the one to I don't know, wake her up. I'll buy that.
That'd be nice.
All right, what about Tyler? What do we got going on with him and Caroline?
I think that I do think Caroline really pushed him into Klaus's arms.
Yeah, I do too.
I think so.
That, I mean, he was basically saying, I understand that I'm sire to him. We understand that. But he sort of did prove himself that he would still look out for at least her.
As much as he could.
And so I think that that's what he was trying to say was, you have to understand that even though I'm with him, I'm still looking out for you. I still am also attached to you. But she couldn't take that, all that he could offer.
Yeah, she couldn't separate the two.
Right. And by pushing that away, I think that she really pushed him into to not caring then. Like, okay, fine, Caroline. Then I'm not going to do it. I still have that. I'm going to go that way.
So you feel that he... See, because part of me is in the mindset that she is his trigger. No matter what, and even if he does switch to closest side, no matter what, in the end, she will be the one to...
I do think that will happen, but I think that when we come back, he's going to be with Klaus.
I agree. Yeah. Because at this point, I feel like he's Klaus's only ally right now.
Well, he's got a whole group of people.
Yeah, and those other random hybrids.
No, remember, Kaboom.
Oh, she killed... Yeah,
there are no more hybrids. Kaboom. And that was smooth. I did like that line. Even though I knew it was going to be Catherine when she was just so smooth with it. I was like, okay,
yeah,
girl.
You're right.
So he's by himself again.
And what happened to... Wait, though. Because there were hybrids in the back of the host.
I didn't say she said it like
they
that.
They all came out.
Yes, you did. I'm sorry, DJ Jesse Janity. You were saying...
There were hybrids in the back of the house that brought all the guests who we just don't know whatever happened.
No, but remember, I think at the very end, they all come around. Because then it would just be too complicated with like these new random people that we hadn't really been introduced to.
I'm talking essentially like main characters at this
yes,
point.
Yes, of
Tyler
course.
Was, like,
yeah.
Tyler is only left.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's Klaus's first plan of attack when we get
Klaus
back?
Is going to be... there's like going to be a hunt. And no one is safe. And I think that that's going to be sort of the through line for the second half is everyone has to be on the watch for Klaus. Klaus is coming. Who is he going to come after?
Everyone's
first?
In danger.
Next? Everyone's in danger. I think we're going to see some deaths in the second half.
Yeah.
Of this.
Yeah.
You think of majors?
I think at least one.
Of leads?
To really prove that Klaus is now on this hunt, he's got to kill at least one person.
Well, I was going to say Alaric, but y'all saying he's going to fall in love. Right. So I don't know.
Yeah, but I wonder what the waking of his family is going to do to, you know, Klaus's plan of going on this rage, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, who's to say they're not going to join him?
Right. But I do, I mean, that preview sort of set it up that he was on the hunt.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
That's, I feel like we're definitely going there. That's the thing now is who's Klaus coming for? Who is
and who's he going for first?
Yeah.
Jeremy gets hit by a car.
They didn't say he got hit. A car was approaching at a deathly speed.
And he looked like pretty like manly standing in the middle of the road.
Well, he still
like,
has his ring, doesn't he?
Yeah.
True. What do we think that is coming out of that?
Yeah, but where does that come from?
What, the ring or that the car?
That car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
We'll have to wait.
A vengeful Bonnie.
That would be funny.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, do we think we're getting a kiss from Stefan and... from Elena and Damon.
Damon. Yeah. That needs to happen. That's just the bottom line.
At least at the end of the season, we need at least one kiss.
Yeah. We need at least one kiss.
Yeah. Too much, like, sexual tension going on there.
Yeah.
Driving me nuts.
Yeah. I felt it in the studio.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I did.
It was palpable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I went somewhere.
I did too. I went the same place you go. But all right. I just don't want to end this because it's the last one until January.
Oh, man, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
We will be back January 5th, same time, same place. I'm sure something will change here in the studio by then. But yeah, really? Guys. I don't know. It's just something that always changes every month.
That's true.
We'll see you next year.
I'm saying.
Oh, my God. 2012, y'all.
Where does time go?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Shout out to Lisa again from North Carolina, who is staying tuned. And shout out to our studio guest for coming today to show some Vampire Diary love.
Yeah, let's go around. Guys, make sure you tweet us. Hit us up.
Yes.
Keep us like pumped up for Vampire Diaries.
Don't forget
we can
about
follow
us.
David at...
You can call me Skiff, the letter U, and then Skiff, S-K-I-F-F.
You can follow Billy at...
Billy Nellis _duh.
And Nellis is N-I-L-L-E-S.
Yes.
You can follow Janora at...
Janora McDuffie. That's J-A-N-O-R-A-M-C-D-U-F-F-I-E.
You can follow Chrissy at...
Uh-oh.
No Twitter.
Oh, tweet.
Facebook?
No.
Yeah.
Friend her on Facebook.
Friend her on Facebook. And find you can follow me at DJ Jesse J on Twitter.
And we all tweet each other, so if you find one of us, you'll find all of
us. Find all of us, yeah.
Good.
And we will keep the TVD hype going all winter long. Happy holidays, and we'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.